Primeval Reaction Chamber.
Pericopa Ramondor San Orn.
Time.
Initial reaction at T-minus 30.
Fuel slug in place.
Stand by for injection.
Capsule breach now.
Reaction commencing.
Containment field hold to 3.14 degrees of time. Initial chambers crossing to capacity.
Can we hold it?
What's happening?
Critical mass.
Hold on!
Mind spike!
You're listening to Critical Mass Podcast. I'm your host, Winston Crutchfield. We've got a great roundtable discussion for you today with my friends Curtis and Greg as we do a thorough review of Paizo Publishing's new Pathfinder RPG, the next evolution in D20 3.5 fantasy open gaming. And it's really great, so stick around for that. The Jesus Geek is still podcasting for water. You're going to hear his bit in just a minute. Plus, the Two Blind Squirrels are getting in on it with a pledge drive over at mylifeministries.org, so check that out. Plus, JT Indie, or JT of JT Indie Christian Music, is getting in on it too. So if you like indie music, check him out, and you'll hear his promo in just a little bit too. Plus, Justin Lowmaster, the Space Turtle, has got something today. We've got something to say to you today. We've got a full show for you. So without anything further, I'm going to jump right into it.
Is this your idea of Christian music?
Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine.
Yeah, me neither. Let's try a little head noise.
Invest your money, run rat race. You've got deep lines in your face. Less or more, you love the taste.
So tune in to JT's Indie Christian Music Podcast at www.jtindie.com.
Okay. Let's talk Pathfinder. Now, a little bit of history on the book. Pathfinder is put out by Paizo Publishing, right?
Yep.
And it brand new, just came out. Now, the Pathfinder Chronicles have been out for a little while, and those have been built on the D20 3.5 architecture. The Pathfinder Core Rulebook, brand new, is still the D20 system, it's not the new D&D 4th edition either. They're building on the 3.5 architecture from the previous release, and in fact, I think even on the back of the book, it's got a 3.75 logo, doesn't it?
It's 3.5 logo.
It's got a 3.5 logo?
OGL compatible.
Yeah. Okay.
There's on a couple of things I see on the web, they're putting it out as 3.75.
Yeah.
There's another company pushing out stuff for it, and they put the 3.75 on theirs.
Are they? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, that's cool. It's what it is. It's what it is. I think we were uniformly disappointed with 4th edition.
Yep. Yes, absolutely.
And it's, without to go, we're just going to leave it at that. I mean, I don't think we really want to go into it. Just leave it there. But Pathfinder did something with the classes, primarily with the classes. They cleaned up the rules, and we'll touch on that a little bit. But they did something primarily with the classes that... one of you guys said they made everybody...
But they made the one applying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Except Bard. Bard still sucks.
Poor Bard. They couldn't save it, no matter what they've done.
I don't know. We just have to find a way...
There is none.
To...
If I can't do it, no one can.
That's like three of us trying, and we still can't manage. So.
Okay, you know what? We're going to have to open this up to the larger community...
can you make a bard that does not suck? There.
What level? Yeah, you know, let's establish.
We were doing 16th level. He sucked.
Yeah, 16th level gives you a lot to play with.
No, it just gives him hit points and attack bonus, so he can stay around a little longer. Usability? Crap. Because most of his stuff requires him to activate it and do it first, then go do his other stuff.
Okay, guys, tell you what. Let's drum up some ground rules. We're going to have a contest.
Okay.
What level?
Just make it 16th. That way it fits with our current campaign.
Okay, 16th level.
Bard.
Core class has to be Bard.
Bard.
Which means...
all Bard. That's what we've been doing with all our other stuff.
Okay, well, straight Bard, I don't think there's any way to redeem it. Maybe there is, maybe there isn't.
Well,
how many levels have to be in the Bard class?
75% then.
Ooh.
I mean, come on.
12 levels.
See, I've even only been making 8.
I've made 6. I've been going pure. 16th levels on all my characters for this stuff. Not because they made them where you want to play them. Well, it's failing then on Bard.
let's call it half. Let's call it 8 levels.
That gives you
8 levels worth of prestige classes to play with.
The no stereotypical fighter added on to give them the beef.
Okay, do we want to outlaw no other core classes?
No other classes.
Yeah, no other core. You've got to prestige it.
Okay.
Because that's just doing something to make something playable.
Bard classes and prestige classes only, 16 levels. 8 levels have to be in Bard.
Yeah.
And 8 levels...
and any of the substitution other variants in the game books that they can find, they can use.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know, like where they substitute out Bard abilities to do something else.
Oh, okay.
Or a variant Bard, like the combat Bard or whatever.
Sure.
Yeah, that.
That's all legal.
Yeah.
All right, that's fair game.
Yeah.
What else can we do? Can we throw in there to make it worthwhile?
No, that's it.
Oh, that's it?
That's it.
And then come out, yeah.
If you go too far, then you'll be sitting there with your, you know...
It has to be identifiable as a Bard at the end of the day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's no way.
That's fair.
There's no sneaking in, you know, a few levels of fighter, just give them something. No.
Okay, that's fair.
No sneaking in ninja classes, being ninja mod. No.
That's fair.
Bard, nothing but Bard and prestige. That's it.
Deadline, let's call the deadline, Black Friday? 1st of December.
Yeah.
Okay, 1st of December. The deadline is the 1st of December. We have to have completed characters in my email box before then.
Mm-hmm.
And in the spirit of the game, I still have Spirit Blade CDs left over from my good friend Payer. And we all agreed that his main character, Merrick, is a Bard variant, isn't he?
Yes.
Just so with real cool powers.
He's actually useful. Well.
So is it restricted to fantasy, or can they use the classes from D20 Modern?
Nope, just fantasy.
Because
that's what we've been trying.
That's what a Bard is.
Because I can do a Bard, a minigun, and Modern. It'll be good.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Bards with guns don't count.
That's fair. December 1st deadline, the winner,
rappers.
Chosen by, the winner as chosen by committee will receive a copy of Spirit Blade on CD. So, fantastic. Just in time for Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Just in time for Christmas. Fantastic. No, that's the first thing we notice. You want to play the characters. Not only do you want to play the characters, you want to take these characters all the way up to 20th level.
Yeah. Every level has something good, and the 20th, 19th, and 20th level all have great powers, which makes you want to have those levels.
And we haven't even seen the epic stuff.
No.
I mean, I guess...
anything like that's just scary. I mean,
yeah.
After seeing, you know, 20th level death powers, you know, Fighter has some truly nasty things at 19 and 20.
And it's not just the core classes. The prestige classes, if you take those all the way up to 10,
mm-hmm.
and you can qualify for some of those prestige classes as early as 3rd level. So you can have a 13th level character with some of those maxed out prestige classes. The assassin
is probably
wow.
But like they said, the way they're doing it, you want to play the full prestige class instead of just get a little bit.
Yeah.
It makes it tougher to multi-class, doesn't it?
Yeah, because either going
to multi-class... They actually made it easier to multi-class because there's no real penalties to it.
But you don't want to.
You don't want to. You know you're missing out on what you...
my ranger I made. He's pure ranger, but I had to give him the combat traps master.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't want to. but I wanted the trap master, so I had to live with it.
Oh, yeah. One of the big complaints we have with 4th edition is that all of the character classes are basically the same.
Very close.
They're real similar, especially at early levels.
Yeah.
And they don't diverge just a whole lot as you go on. One of the things that they did with Pathfinder, they really expanded the options that you can take with the characters, like the ranger you were telling us about.
Mm-hmm.
You took him towards the trap
combat fight. Trap master.
Yeah, and the other ranger options are help me out here. Two weapon fighting,
or the archer one where you do point blank, precise shot, rapid shot. Here's a bowman.
So you can, I mean, just within the ranger class, there's 3 different specialties, and that's before you hit the prestige classes.
Well, combat trap master is a prestige class.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I did the substitution for rogue from a scoundrel. No, dungeon.
Dungeonscape. Yeah.
Got rid of his tracking, which they made it just a little everybody can track in Pathfinder now.
Yeah.
And it just adds a level, so I substituted that for trap finding.
Yeah, that's cool.
And then made him a trap master.
Well, the tracking skill in Pathfinder, the class feature of the ranger, it just makes him better at it.
It gives him half his levels in ranger as a bonus to his tracking skill.
Right.
Which is +8, which if you're that high level,
yeah,
you don't need the +8.
Yeah. But they did something similar with Rogue,
the
trap finding thing.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody can trap find now.
Yeah,
but
they just
the rogues.
Not
just
magic
the magic. The rogue gets the special thing of getting the traps.
Okay, yeah.
The traps.
Magical traps.
And that's why...
But they've altered the skills, so now anybody can have any skills they like.
You're
just going to get a bonus if you're good at it.
Favored. Now, tell us what they did to the skills, Greg, because I noticed that was one of the first things I noticed about Pathfinder. The skill list is half the size of the D20 of the 3.5 skill list.
It's probably about 2/3 the same size.
Okay.
But skill points you don't get your times 4 at first level, but you can't raise your skills above equal to your level.
Right, equal to your level.
But you can put them anywhere you like. There's no doubling up for out of class skills anymore. You don't pay double.
You don't pay extra. Everything costs the same. Class skills get a bonus.
They get a +3 bonus.
Yeah.
If you put a rank
when you use it.
If you put it, you have one rank.
It does require some modifications of prestige classes because they're set up for that extra +3.
Okay.
So you have to do a little adjusting for them. Like, there are several of them that have skill requirements at rank 8.
Right.
And that you'd have to be 8th level now to get that because
you can't
get it higher than your level. Any game master just chop 3 points off. That's no big deal. You know,
well, I don't think the way I was looking at it,
level.
It doesn't the bonus doesn't add into your ranks. It's a separate
bonus.
Yeah. Right. So,
but
if you have
now,
to have something at 8 ranks, you can't have it at 5 ranks and then your +3 bonus because that doesn't count.
That doesn't count. So, a game master would have to adjust slightly,
mm-hmm.
but that's no big deal.
Or he'd be a dick and make you go to 8 levels.
He could do that. Throw some of the prestige classes off. But anybody can put skills where they want them, which means you don't need to start first level rogue to be able to guarantee that you're going
to
have enough skill points
to
do what you want. Because you can just apply them. Anybody can sneak. The rogue's going to be better at it.
The categories are broader
for mm-hmm. skills.
Acrobatics now covers
balance, tumble, jump.
Yeah.
All 3 in the same skill. Perception is search and spot and listen.
Yeah,
hide, do silently, or sneak.
The new stealth skill.
Yeah, stealth skill, that's it, stealth.
Yeah. Yeah.
Disable locks goes under...
Pickpocket.
Yeah, open lock goes under disable device.
Right,
now.
Disable device.
Mm-hmm. And
which also...
Do it because it's 2 disable device.
And disable device, doesn't that include bonuses to jury rig stuff and to build traps?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well,
yeah.
Disable traps.
Yeah.
You got to have craft trap making to make traps.
To make them from scratch,
mm-hmm. yeah.
you can jury-rig a trap with the disable device skill.
That's where it'll go off on the guy's
already there.
Yeah. Well, yeah, no, they one of the descriptions they give is
loosen the harness, saddle buckle of a
So that it'll ride fall off halfway down the way. So
minor, just nuances to get them screwed.
Yeah,
simple traps.
Yeah, yep. We call it disabled device.
So the skill list has been pared down and the skills expanded. That's very cool.
Mm-hmm.
The feats.
Feats have been completely reworked. And are
you do not take Cleaver, Great Cleaver, you're an idiot.
Hey, I didn't take Cleaver, Great Cleaver.
Yeah, then look at your character.
Hi. One fort save, buddy. That's all it takes. And you'll never make your perception check to find my rogue.
Yeah, I won't.
Never.
I have to use a power to find you.
But, yeah, the feats are staggering. There's more of them. Or did they just, they just pull them all?
There's more of them.
There's more.
Definitely.
The vital hit.
Range.
All those are new.
The critical.
The critical.
The critical thing.
A whole new subset of feats focused on criticals.
Yes.
Making good use of your criticals. Which really makes me want to take a weapon with a high crit range.
Rapier.
And
mm-hmm. Rapier.
And then improved
rapier with
the keen. Yeah, keen or you get the feat.
A lot of feats have easier to get prerequisites, too.
Okay, I missed that part.
There's a few here and there that don't have as difficult of requirements to get.
Okay.
Some things that had fighter prerequisites before don't have them now. And the things that do have fighter prerequisites are dangerous. Nasty thing.
Basically, a fighter would be taking those.
Yeah, you know, there's one that lets you cut through 5 points of damage reduction. The improved gets you through 10 points,
mm-hmm.
And that's solely fighter. But you want to be a fighter now because they've made it so that you can wear armor and reduce the difficulty.
The armor
training.
Yeah, the armor training.
Right.
Where the dex bonus goes up and the movement penalties disappear as you go up.
And fighters get stuff every level.
Every single level, yeah. No one has empty levels anymore except wizard. And wizards...
Cleric. I saw an empty level on cleric.
Clerics get empty levels, yeah.
Yeah, but there's not many of them.
No.
And the empty levels belong to spellcasters who get spells.
Right.
They're
already getting something for it.
They don't need it. Yeah.
So they don't need it.
Sorcerer kicks ass.
Oh, yes. Oh, good lord.
They're all of them very, very impressive.
Hit dice have gone up in some cases, too.
Almost uniformly, almost across
almost
the board.
Yeah. And, what, three quarters at least? Because only fighter and...
Ranger.
Ranger went up. The fighter didn't go up and Barbarian didn't go up. And that's it. Cleric
Well, Barbarian was already a D12.
Right. Fighter's still a D10.
Mm-hmm.
Cleric's still a D8.
Cleric's still a D8. Rogue went up from D6 to D8.
Yeah. The Arcane Casters went up to D6s.
Is anybody still got a D4?
No.
Hit dice?
Makes you want to play them.
Yes.
You're right. It does make you
want to play them. They made it where you don't want to just mix your class so you got someone survivable. It's like, no, I can play this class straight up now. I don't have to worry about that as much.
Well,
you couldn't, but...
Sorcerer used to get stuff at first level, and that was it. They got spellcasting from that point forward. Now they got bloodlines, and their bloodlines are awesome.
Yes.
Everything has little stuff, little things like that to make them a little more individual.
Like
that
the
way
fighter with the weapon training, they can choose a group of weapons, they get better at it. Mm-hmm. They can also train others, you know, it's a fighter.
The rogue talents.
Oh, yeah.
The barbarian rage talents.
Yeah. Which are okay. Those are decent. But you get more.
Versatility.
You'll be a different kind of raging madman.
And I think that's the point. It makes you can make different characters so that you can make them different from each other. Because it used to be that any given character of a given class
is going to
was
be
identical.
Path A plus B plus C.
Yeah, there. Like playing Palladium.
Let's save this from being a bashing for another episode.
Oh, no.
That can be another episode.
That can be another episode. In the spirit of full disclosure, we love those games. We play them a lot, but they're so—it's just such an easy target.
But,
Need so many little things, extra things.
There's character traits. Are those in... Was that a downloaded errata, or were those in there? Where you can take
that's
things...
I'm sure.
Is it where you can take, like, quick, where you lose one hit point per level, and you increase your speed by 10?
Yeah, that was.
Yeah.
Because I ain't seen that yet.
That must only be on the website, then.
Yeah.
Damn!
Yeah, there's... It's like a little four-page booklet on the website. I thought it was just a promo, but it might be an errata thing where they were talking about how they were going to call them half feats,
but then
they decided that no, because that means that we'd have to eventually come up with double feats.
Yeah.
It's like, no, we didn't want to do
optional
that.
Here.
Yeah, you know, you can pick one of these or you can not pick one of these. It gives you a bonus, but it carries a penalty too.
Yeah.
And they're just more little ways to personalize the character.
Yes.
What was it you were about to go on?
Well, like me, I created two fighters now.
Okay.
They're both totally different. One's the kobold that does glaives and stuff.
Right.
He's a killer. The other one's my Solomon Kane kobold.
Ah.
He's a rapier-wielding... No, it ain't.
Yeah.
Totally different characters, but both badass. He's good with rapier, short sword, two-handed, hand crossbows. He ain't got gunpowder.
Oh,
so good. It would have flintlocks.
Does he have an enchanted staff?
No,
because Kane had the magic staff.
Well, that one, no. Well, I ain't got the magic out of it, but nah.
Tell me, he has the hat.
Well, he could.
He's got to have the Solomon Kane hat.
Yeah, probably. But I ain't got that part of wardrobe yet. I just got done with the basics today, and everything was getting done with the magic items. But totally different, but still fighters to the max, all 16th level.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and. I mean, at 16th level, you can carry off some sick stuff anyway, but...
15-foot reaches.
15-foot reach. You know, 100-plus points of damage at a time.
And, I did. So that's different. Solomon, my old Solomon goal, he can't do that. He can get close, but he's 75% of that, maybe, if he's lucky.
No, so they cleaned up the classes. They made you want to play them. That's so cool.
Absolutely.
They cleaned up the skills so that they're more useful. Rewards you for putting points in skills.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The feats make you
choose them. Use them.
Make you choose.
Like
to use
the
them.
Biggest one was cleave. Before you had to off the dude to get any benefit.
Yeah.
Now it's just hit them and go.
Yeah, you can,
which gives you basically a whirlwind attack if you're good, or just there surrounded.
But with the big variety of them now, and almost all of them are useful,
mm-hmm.
You can still make your, individualize your characters that way.
Yeah.
But another thing, how have they trimmed the combat rules?
They've put in a combat modifier now that... Combine, it's a universal thing for trips and disarms and
anything that's not straight bashing.
Yes, and the combat modifier, it's a single straight modifier for any of those special abilities, and it basically just simplifies it all out. It's easier to do than to look up all the rules that you need to look up for these things.
Right.
So it makes it easier. Everybody has their own defense, combat modifier defense, mm-hmm. which is pretty much, you know, just... It's what you had before.
It's similar to armor class.
It's just like armor class. So against combat modifiers.
Right, against combat modifiers.
Or maneuvers. That's it.
Combat maneuvers. Right. So where before...
we had to look everything
up.
We didn't use it all the time.
It was rare.
There wasn't any point.
Yeah.
One of the things about 3.5 and 3.0 was worse. 3.5 got a little bit better. But one of the things was there wasn't any point to using all the different combat rules. Because it was more efficient to just
kill them to death.
Yeah, beat them to death. Mm-hmm. And then step on their...
step on their...
Calm down.
Calm down.
Well, like with the kobold, I actually gave him the combat expertise and improved disarm just so he can screw with them.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I only had another character that did that.
But, like, the combat maneuvers... Grappling is not now a straight attack. It's a combat maneuver. So you roll your combat maneuver bonus, and it's opposed by their combat maneuver bonus.
Defense. Yeah.
Which doesn't take armor into consideration, does it?
It depends. I don't remember.
I'm almost certain it doesn't.
I think it's your base attack bonus gets added in there. Somewhere.
Yeah, it's similar to the touch attack. We're used to it would be you would make a touch attack to do those things. Now it's against this, so you get your dex bonus and you get your strength bonus.
Yeah.
And then you have feats, because I tend to favor the rogues and the light fighters like that. Strength is not my biggest favorite attribute. So now there are feats to swap that dex into the strength. into the place where strength used to be. Weapon finesse is one of the best, and then the agile fighting is
which lets you do it for the combat maneuvers.
And I like what they do with power attack.
What they do with power attack?
It used to be you take a minus penalty up to 10, and you get that strength bonus to everything. Mm-hmm. Now they made it minus 5 max, and you get 2 for every 1. So it'd be 10 in your main hand, and then you have 5 in your off hand, because it's supposed to be weaker.
Right.
But they got feats to fix that, too.
True, but the thing is, they don't, like, double slice. Mm-hmm. And it used to be offhand, you use half your strength bonus. Double slice is a new feat that lets you use your full strength bonus in your offhand. Mm-hmm. Question is, they didn't wrap it for power attack. Power attack should be doing full in both no matter what.
Yes, I would think so.
Well, this looks not perfect.
Yeah, but this is something we got to decide on. Because that's the thing.
Yeah, there's no such thing.
Because I didn't think of that. But I did.
Heck, you used it, if I remember right.
Oh, yeah, I've been
already to kill giants. So.
Giants and gargoyles and ogres.
Yes, giants slain by kobolds 3 foot 9 inches max height.
We did it. Yeah, that was good.
Oh, yeah.
So Pathfinder is... What?
Excellent.
Oh, yes. It's very, very good. I keep finding more cool things the more I look at it.
Inarguably a big hit.
Yeah.
It's got us juiced about D20 again.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hell, I only looked at 3 pages and bought the book for $50.
Yeah, that's not a book. That's an investment.
That's because it includes the Dungeon Master's Guide in the back.
Yeah, true.
Does it?
This is not a single book.
No, it's
players and Dungeon Masters.
Yeah. It's got all the rules in there. You know, listen to you.
I didn't know the magic item rules were in there.
Yeah.
Yes.
Which includes
most of everything in there. You know, the
bestiary?
Does not include
they're coming out with the bestiary.
Actually, they've got bestiaries out, but...
No, they got a complete one like that one they're coming out with.
And all the Pathfinder Chronicles stuff.
Each one comes with one or has whatever they need at the time.
But one of the other things they did, it's not, I mean, all this stuff, we're talking about all this, it's so much better, it's so much better, it's so much better, but it is so much better without being so much different.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's just hyped up.
There's nothing in here that prevents you from grabbing your, how many monster manuals are we up to over there?
Five monster manuals, if you do not count the... special ones on demons, devils, aberrants, and stuff.
Yeah.
And undead. So, 5 total.
Every one of those can be used with...
Oh, yeah.
Easily.
All the books...
The modifications are small enough.
Minor.
They're minor.
Very.
Because most critters aren't specialized enough where you have to. I mean, it's got hide, it goes with stealth. It's got both a bonus to hide and move silent. You add them together and throw it in as stealth. That's what it is. It doesn't matter. Because the same thing, like... You know, I made that Drax, the kobold fighter, and I kept him to the original 3.5. I kept his skills out.
Right.
Well, or y'all were combining them, so I combined them. Added all his perception skills together. He had 15 ranks in perception. And, like, 10 in stealth for a fighter.
Much more efficient.
You don't have to think as much.
Yeah.
You don't have to think. You don't have to worry about, you know, if you want to be sneaky. At least a little bit sneaky. Your guy could be at least a little bit sneaky.
Mm-hmm. And he's sneaky for all two, hide and move silently. Instead of having to, I got to put 2 points here, three points there.
Yeah.
No, this time I just say, take the 5, put it there, it's done.
Right. In classes that couldn't perceive before, they were screwed against a rogue.
Or anything.
Now, anything that's sneaking... Anything. You know, you're not going to find it because you're going to have it too low or spend too many points. You don't have to worry about that.
Specialists still are unequivocally better at their things.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, anybody can compete on the really, same really level.
Just lets them be able, more versatile
right.
enough.
Mm-hmm. You don't have to worry about that. You don't have to get your rogue at level 1.
Basically, they've made it where, okay, if your party doesn't have the rogue, okay, you can get by.
Right. Yeah.
To a point.
You can't. Well, you really can't. Because now anyone can sneak.
Anyone can trap find.
Anybody can pick pockets. And yeah. these were things that you had to have a rogue for before. Magic items.
Mm-hmm.
Magic items. If you don't have a magic user in your party, you used to be just screwed.
Mm-hmm.
Now, anybody can use magic device.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
And if you get it up high enough, you don't have to worry about rolling.
Right. Anybody can use appraise to locate magic items.
That's highly useful.
That's incredible.
It made it where your party could play, everybody can play what they want and not have to worry about it. Well, like you sit down, okay, we got the fighter, we got this, okay, who's going
to
be the rogue this time?
Yeah,
no,
we don't need the rogue.
Screw
it. We have to have a cleric.
Yeah.
No, you can get yourself a bunch of wands and you don't worry about these things. A
bunch of wands, mm-hmm. somebody buys heal up and...
Yeah.
You know, there are other ways around it, but it just made... So if you wanted to go with a single... class party,
mm-hmm.
it's workable.
Yeah. You just got to remember, okay, put some skill points and use magic to get them up where you can mm-hmm. roll a dice, and on average, you get that damn weapon, that magic on the work.
Yeah.
When you find it.
There you go.
You don't,
that's all you got to do.
Yeah, because if you got your items when you bought them or got them with character creation, you know how to use them. Good enough. But when you got to find them in the field, please be that one. Please be healing. Oh, damn. Sorry, John. I fireballed you. Oh, well.
Random activation.
Okay.
Who wants to test this one?
Who's not hurt?
You.
No!
Rogar, you have the most hit points.
Stick your tongue out.
But, or like with the sorcerer. I created a sorcerer. Yeah. He's a rapier madman, but double wand wielder.
that's frightening.
Well, that was a confident. I mean, with the draconic bloodline, oh my god.
Mm.
He's just badass.
Yeah, so now, it's good. It's good. It's not as simple as Savage Worlds is. Savage Worlds is short and quick and to the point. And then on the other end, we have GURPS.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where
it's not the longest game, but you can get real involved.
Yes.
It's really,
I
really
mean,
detailed.
You want time? Roll Master.
Oh, God. The best thing is the critical.
I can't believe we played that system that long. But oh,
yeah. Critical well, charts. It was the early 90s, late 80s.
Yes.
The only game I own. Hey, I didn't know. It was the one I could afford
charts.
At the time.
Yeah.
Critical
yeah.
charts.
Yeah, I just got the bunch of like, oh god.
Yeah.
And, I mean, Ryan, he went nuts over the plasma ones.
Oh,
oh
yes.
Cool, get the shot back. Okay, he's dead.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, Pathfinder, everybody is absolutely delighted with it. The core book is an investment because you're buying everything all at once. But it's beautiful, it's full color, glossy pages.
Yeah, and the best thing is, you only need
races.
To get what? You just buy the Pathfinder book. Everything in D&D you had before still works with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's yeah.
Done.
Oh, yeah.
Easily.
Yeah.
So you don't have to make a major investment because they got the campaign guide out. That's $50 as well. It's not even as big
is
as that.
Is it really?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I looked at it when I was going to buy it. I was like, no, I ain't going to invest in it.
There's not enough in it to bother except for that cleric conversion.
It's an over guide to the world.
Okay. Yeah.
And it's $50 and it's half that book, you know, basically one of the books.
I can't. No. Remember the last time we played in a world as written?
Well, we're in Eberron.
I think
mean, that's
yeah,
about
we're
it.
Good in Eberron.
We're in token Eberron. I don't think
it doesn't matter that much.
It's our fucking world.
That's right.
We're killing giants. That's all that matters.
Well,
that's
what. Done.
That's what's
yes.
important. Keep your eye on the ball.
Yes. So that they run.
But no discussion of the new Pathfinder is. Complete without the fuel that's been feeding us for the past 3 weeks, 4 weeks, which is a near daily diet of the gamers movie.
Darkness Rising. Greatest movie next to Fight Club.
Truly awesome.
And Josie Wells.
From Dead Gentlemen,
productions in which they, it's the story of the gamers.
It's beautiful in all possible ways.
It's a thing of beauty, unsurpassed.
All gamers will recognize anything in it and love it.
Buy it.
Live it. Love it.
The other thing about Pathfinder is the experience level up.
That was interesting.
That was damn nice.
Tell us what they did with that.
Well, they got three levels. Normal, slow, or fast. If you want to get your characters to high level fast, you just use the fast experience, which is less amount, and you shoot up levels more. Medium is just like normal from regular D&D, just normal progression at whatever rate you're used to. Or they're slow. It's like buku cost to go up to the next level.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we're 16, so we're going to say, okay, we're slow because we want to make it last a while. Next level, we almost got to get a million experience points just to go up the next level.
I just thought that was very, very interesting take on game scaling.
Yes.
Yeah. They've had it as an option before, but this is included in the core rules.
Yeah,
and it makes sense to see it now.
Yeah.
Our current is like 1,350,001. We need 1,900,000 to go up to the...
About 800,000
yeah.
points.
Experience points. So, but it's just cool. It makes it where, okay, we like this level of play.
Mm-hmm.
We like where our character's at. Don't want to go epic yet, so do that. Everybody wants to play six level, okay. We make six level characters. We're doing the slow progression rate.
Mm-hmm.
We stay for a while.
Oh, yeah.
Makes the pace. If you want to get the epic level, use the fast one. Boom!
And, yeah, you're there.
Because you're going to progress.
Well, we need to wrap this up. I think we all stand behind the new Pathfinder without...
Absolutely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Without hesitation. This is good stuff. It's got us juiced on D20 again. And doing all kinds of fun stuff. So, that's cool. Bard contest. That's the only thing we haven't... And I guess part of that comes from... Part of that comes from the gamers, because they spend that entire movie ripping on the bard.
And they stated the fact in the movie.
Bards suck.
And right now, they still do.
No, it was, you're playing a bard? You usually play fighters, don't
you? What's the difference?
How different can they be?
Yeah.
So the game masters look at that point.
So... Pathfinder, good. The Gamers, Dorkness Rising, good. Pick them both up. Check them out. If you're hesitant to invest the $50 in the Pathfinder just offhand, I'll link to the system reference document online. This entire thing is open gaming license. So Pathfinder, you know, Paizo's got their product identity embedded in the product, certainly, and embedded in the rules. But not only have they carried over the OGL license and the 3.5 license, but Paizo has gone a step further in making a huge selection of their artwork available under the Open Gaming License for people to use and to develop with and other stuff. So, I mean, just huge props to Paizo and to the new system. It's breathed new life into the gaming shelves that were that needed a little pick me up, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Right.
16 levels, Bardic contest. The 1st of December is the deadline. Get us that. 8 of those levels have to be in Bard, the core class. The other 8 can be in any prestige class that is appropriate. And there will be a winner, even if it has to be the best of the worst. Right.
I guess.
Yeah. You insist.
And you know what? If
suggestions will be sent back on the character.
Oh, yeah. Comments, censored comments will be sent back as well.
Questions, comments, snide remarks.
Yeah.
Especially right. The latter.
And the winner, as chosen, will get Spirit Blade on CD, courtesy of... our good man Peter Franson over at Spirit Blade Productions. Great fantasy sci-fi kind of thing on audio, plus the main character is a bardic variant.
A good bardic variant.
All right, well, thanks for sticking with us so long, for as long as this has been. I think we waxed a tad enthusiastic here. But see you next time in the reaction chamber, and keep firing.
Justin Lomaster here with a special interview I did with the creative arts minister at the church where I go to.
My name is Jake Schween. I'm a pastor at Grace Chapel in Wilsonville, Oregon. And one of the things that we've come to our attention is that there is a refugee camp in Rwanda. The place is called Kajeo, and we found out that they are refugees from Tanzania that went in the 50s, the first genocide in Rwanda went to Tanzania, and then about a couple years ago, Tanzania government kicked them out. So they came back to Rwanda, but the problem was they didn't have any land. They didn't have anything in Rwanda, and so the government luckily gave them a piece of land, but the land that they gave them was in Akagera Game Park, which is a problem is that you can't kill any of the animals there, and they've been trying to grow food and crops, but animals are eating their crops. And so what we've come to find out is that there's a group of people here. There's 484 families. The average size of a family is 7 people, and they're starving to death. They don't have any food, and there is sort of on the horizon, the opportunity for them to grow crops, but for right now, the next 5 months, they have no food. They have zero food, and so we want to help provide food for these families in this refugee village of Kajeo.
And what can we do to help these people?
Well, we've decided that $20 feeds a family of 7 for 1 month, and imagine what $20 can do for you. I mean, my daughter and I just went to Red Robin the other day, and for $20.13, we ate one meal. And for that same amount of money, a family of 7 can be provided for food for 1 month. And so our push is to try to get these 484 families provided for at least 1 month. And if we can go beyond that, that would be great. Try to get them up through these next 5 months so that they can grow their crops and begin to be self-sustaining for their food.
So this isn't a continuing monthly donation, but just a one-time donation?
Yeah, it's a one-time donation that can be anywhere. It can be one flat fee, whatever you want, or you can sponsor a specific family. It's not a sponsorship program per se. It's just you can say, hey, I want to give $20, which would provide food for one family for a month. Or you can provide $100, which is actually the full 5 months for one family.
And what organization is handling this?
This was with an organization called Africa New Life Ministries, ANLM.org. You can go read about the organization, and they've done an incredible job in Rwanda helping rebuild the country after the genocide in 1994, as well as sponsorship programs with children, creating a school, and just helping the all Rwanda just continue to rebuild.
All right, thanks. To reach the website where you can donate for this cause, go to ANLM, that's Africa New Life Ministries, ANLM.org. At the bottom of the page, click Give, and there'll be a link that says Kajeo Refugee Camp. And there will also be a link in the show notes. Thanks.
Email at mindspike@criticalpressmedia.com.
Podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Share Alike 3.0 license.